This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Manchester, England, Woods is officially in you. Welcome back. Hour number three. Halfway home here on a Thursday. It is Ben and Woods. Got Pauly here, and we got Matt Janella sitting in for Woods today. My buddy, formerly from the Golf Channel, now with Fire Pit Productions, talking Padres, talking a little bit of golf. But I want to let everybody in the chat, in our app, in our stream know that if you have a loved one who doesn't really listen to Ben and Woods because they're not sports fans, they're not into the Padres, but do watch a lot of reality television and are a fan of the program The Real Housewives of Orange County, get them to the radio right now. This would probably be the one segment that they are actually going to want to listen to, the Ben and Woods program. Because Matty Janella, in addition to all the things he does himself as a great storyteller and broadcaster, also happens to be a real house husband of Orange County for the past two seasons on the Bravo network, where his wife, Katie Janella, was introduced last year as the newest cast member of one of the longest running reality programs on television. And I will admit, I'm coming at this conversation from the outside. Yeah. I'm not a regular watcher of the program. I don't know all the sordid details, but I am beyond curious as to how this all works in reality television. Like how it operates, how your life is on camera and your family is on camera, and then all these events and everything that you do and parties and interactions that you have, and then all the fighting and drama that goes on. I'm stressed out just like hearing you talk about it, and you have to live it for weeks at a time. How did you get into this, and how did Katie get into this, Matt?
Yeah, well, it is my wife. It is Real Housewives of Orange County. So just let's be clear that this is my wife is really going through this. It came about because we became friendly with Byron Scott. I did a travel show to Danzante Bay in Mexico, and we co-hosted this event, Byron Scott and I did.
Not the former Laker.
Yeah.
The former Laker,
yeah,
Byron Scott.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
avid
golfer.
Was his wife on the show, too?
So they were on base Basketball Wives.
Right.
I think they did Basketball Wives. And so we got friendly with Byron and his wife, Cece, and at some point – she was asked by producers who might be interested in doing Real Housewives of Orange County. Well, my wife Katie got a call as we were moving into San Diego. This is about four and a half years ago. And it was like not the right timing. We're moving into San Diego. It's Orange County. They called back again And again, and actually we were starting a business with another couple in Orange County. There was talk of us moving there anyway. So we kind of were, we were migrating north, and the another call came. She said, should I go through the process? Go ahead. You know, if that's what she wanted to do, she had done some modeling. She's done some TV. She's done, you know, some broadcasting. So she thought she thought try it out. And sure enough, she got cast for it. And, we thought we knew what we were getting ourselves into, but until you're in it, you have no idea just how crazy this has.
And I'm sure
has become,
like, this show and this world in particular. I'm guessing you guys probably got a lot of advice, maybe from former cast members or people that were in the know, and probably some warnings and just kind of what to expect, what how to react and everything.
Yeah.
It was all of that, and then like times 10,
yeah,
right?
Multiplied by 100, to be honest with you. And
you were telling us, like, you were in Ireland with Katie recently,
yeah.
And like people were like chasing you down on bikes to get pictures with her.
I mean, she's only been on one season, and she's being stopped everywhere we go now. And I've been around a lot of celebrities, and you know, and I have never the fan base for Bravo and these reality shows is pretty intense.
So I don't, you know, we don't want to get you in trouble, because like episode 2 of the current season airs tonight, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Episode 2?
Yeah.
So, and it's tough because like you can Google things and like, cause you guys, when did you film? You film earlier in the year.
It's like February, March, April, right. May, I think four months of filming.
So and things get leaked out.
And how much... How intrusive are the cameras in your life? I mean, how much time are you actually spending filming while you are, you know, during the season that's ongoing?
Yeah, you get she gets a schedule at the start of every week. I mean, it's obviously very intrusive for her, and she gets put in a lot of situations, you know, a pairing, a lunch, a dinner, an all cast, a trip. When it comes to coming back home, there will be probably a scene or two per week at home where she downloads either myself or our daughter or the both of us together. So then they do a variety of bank shots where they get, you know, cutaways of the house or some of the things that, you know, that we do as a family.
You feel like you have to keep the house kind of extra clean?
My wife is – here's the thing about my wife. She is a real – housewife of Orange County. My wife keeps an impeccably clean house. I travel. I'm gone all the time. I come home. My luggage hits the front door. She has unpacked it, washed it, folded it. It's back in the closet before I can even go. It trips me out sometimes. It's already back folded clean in the closet. You could eat off the floors in our house. Like, it is meticulous. So when they say, oh, the cameras are coming, and she goes, oh, we have to clean up. I'm like, more? I mean, clean up what? It's she's a ninja.
So it's no secret that Katie is involved in quite a bit of drama with the cast. A lot of arrows being slung, really at her, in her direction. What is going on? What is this like for you to have to sit there and watch all of this? Because look, we met your wife once at the Goat Hill last year. She is a gem. She is so sweet. She's the nicest person. It's hard to even picture her in these situations. It's some of the most catty, seventh grade bullying drama, and it's real. This is not scripted. This is not, these are not actors just reading lines and it's like, hey, Katie, you're gonna have to wear it in this episode. Like, this is real, authentic beef.
Well, my wife is very real and very authentic. I can speak about my wife's authenticity, which when we went into this, it was, you know, we've both been in around TV. We, you know, the general agreement as a family was we are going to stay true to who we are. She was going to stay true to who she is and let the chips fall where they may. Whether the other cast members are as authentic, I have a lot of strong opinions about that. But here's what I can tell you is that this matters to my wife. This hurts her. She has a soul. She has a heart. She has invested in various friendships and relationships amongst the cast members that work out. And it's gutting to watch. I literally can't watch the show. I have stopped watching the show. I watch her live it in real time. I don't want to then rewatch her live it, you know, as it plays out on TV. We get enough clips and various things come up on, you know, algorithms of social media. I see just enough. It drives me crazy. I heard Woodsy say yesterday, I don't know what I would do, you know, if my wife was not. It's very, very hard for me. I love my wife. I'm there to support my wife. I am her biggest fan. I want to, you know, I don't like it. I don't like the people who cause her pain and harm, just like any husband would feel about their wife. So this has been really hard for me. They always say the second season is going to be hard on the housewife. This is a really hard, you know, already out of the gates, you can see it's very hard for her. And again, I still don't understand what she did that's so wrong. Like, I just feel like a lot of this is being played up against her in the spirit of just being anti- her, they just don't like her.
So again, I never watched the show. I find this so fascinating as to, you know, how you can put your life out there and how difficult that must be. Of course, you know, there's, I'm sure some.
You put your life out there, though.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. It's different, though.
Not to 17 million people.
It is definitely different. But I do have a question, and I'm curious, because fans of this show are notoriously crazy, kind of. I mean, they are, I mean, passionate about the show, but they get into so many details about the lives of the people who are on the air, and they're online, and there's all kinds of like fan groups and chat rooms and stuff where they, you know, share their thoughts and theories on the show.
Well, the Housewives are like the Dallas Cowboys, right, for the Bravo fans.
There's like a Bravo Con that's coming up, and you know, they'll have fans coming from all over the world, yeah, to meet the women and that are part of the show, and it's fascinating to me. But my very Ben question here is, so I'd imagine that all those fans, as they are commenting on all the women, also have thoughts on the husbands as well. Do you ever go online to see what the Bravo fans are saying about you, even with your limited appearances that you make as the plus one on the show occasionally?
I'm sure there is stuff. I'm used to, you know, I've been in media for a long time. There's always been a lot of various people, you know, there's a lot of love and hate that always comes no matter what you say or no matter what you do. I had an incident last year at one of the last, I don't know, episodes of the season in which one of the OG, Shannon Bedore, who's been on, she's been on for a long time. I don't know how many years, but she's one of the OGs, and she had a rough season last year, and she was regularly melting down and then sort of walking off set, a variety of sets. She would just, well, I'm out of here, you know, and it was at the finale show, and it was a long show, and I'm watching, you know, I'm so off to the corner. I'm not connecting with a lot of the people on the show, to be honest with you. We're not talking a lot of baseball or golf on this show. Like, it just doesn't, it's not really my world. So right. I'm kind of off to the side, minding my own business. I'm more interested in the production of it all. So I'm talking to the producers, and I figure if I'm talking to the producers, I'm not on, which is great. Perfect. I'll just hide out in the corner. And here comes Shannon. I'm watching. She's melting down. You know, I was trying not to watch my wife get yelled at, and here comes Shannon, and she's like, I'm out of here. This, and she comes right to me and starts talking to me, and she's like, I'm out of here. I go, yeah, maybe it's time to take a break. You know, I'm trying to console her, and she goes, well, don't tell me what to do. And I'm like, okay, well then get back out there and fight. And she goes, you have no idea who I-. She starts going in on me.
You can't win.
I got this little sliver of what my wife deals with on a, you know, on a regular basis, of which you literally can't win. And she walked off yelling at me, then told my wife, you can't believe what your husband just said to me. She goes, what did he say? I was like, what did I say? What? This
you feel like every husband ever who gets in an argument, and it wasn't even with your own wife.
Exactly.
You're just like, no. What was I supposed to say
the
here?
The last thing I need is to get into a fight with another housewife that's not even my housewife. That's not, you know, that's not on my bingo card.
You have to look. You're totally right, Shannon. You're totally right. Whatever you're saying.
But even if I would have said that, you would have been like, you're wrong.
Good Lord.
No,
man.
It was like a snippet of like, wow. And that got a lot of attention because it was kind of like, what did I just step into?
So what is your guys' life like right now during like the start of a season? Like, when do you guys get like a little bit of a downtime? I imagine there's a lot of press, especially at the start of a season. You have the filming. You said it's like 2 or 3 months and then probably a little downtime. Then it ramps back up again in the summer when the show starts airing.
Yeah.
So what do you guys got going on?
No, yeah, it's kind of a 10 to 11 month year for her, because even after they're done filming, they do these confessionals, like they connect the dots of the narrative by bringing her in on a regular basis to sit down, and she'll sit down for 5, 6, 7 hours, and they just keep asking her questions and questions about, so that they can connect the dots of the narrative. And that goes all the way through, and then they have a reunion that's kind of like a live reunion. She'll do Watch What Happens Live. We'll go to New York at the end of this month and beyond with Andy Cohen. Yeah, so she'll do that. And then, it goes all the way through, I think, to BravoCon. I think that might be in November, in which I think she's going to that. So, yeah.
Well, we're all pulling for Katie and for you guys, and
We need all the help and support we can get. It is.
I will admit, I'm fairly naive. I've gotten some help from the wife on everything that's going on, and it does seem like, not that maybe it matters all that much, but the people that are watching all of this drama and these fights going on, I haven't seen a lot of people that are not on Katie's side. Like, everyone, it does feel like, well, Katie is clearly a victim.
Bully behavior is something that you would think might happen, you know, at an elementary or high school, junior high school level. And the idea that, you know, and one of the reasons why she ultimately did this is, my wife is an adoptee from Korea. She's the first Asian on Real Housewives of Orange County in 19 seasons. This is the third largest Asian population in the United States, is Orange County. She felt like she, you know, as an adoptee, as an Asian, as the first, she thought that was a huge opportunity and a platform that she could be proud of representing, you know, a lot of different categories.
Sure.
And you know, that was kind of the thrust. And I'm really proud of her and how she's handling this. A lot of people said, why would you even come back a second season? She didn't want to let them get the best of her, to let them beat her out of you know, sort of being on this show. And I'm like I said, we could use all the help and support she gets. She certainly can. I try to give her as much as I can. I think the people we've realized who our friends are, and, you know, in part who your friends aren't going through all this process.
So. I bet.
Well, I wish you the best of luck, but I will say very sincerely from the bottom of my heart, better you than me.
Thank you, Ben.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, it is a Throwback Thursday. We're going to play a little game of Real or Fake, a chance to qualify for our Getaway to Las Vegas, the Motley Crue tickets. If you want to be our contestant, call in now, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, and then we'll get back to some Padres talk, getting ready for the second half of the season. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Before we get to traffic, though, Woods is usually here to join me, but we would both implore you, if you have not yet taken care of your estate by filling out some very simple documents, you can do so by going to trustandwill.com. It is a very easy process. Woods and I both did it earlier this year over the holidays. We had avoided it for many years, thinking, we'll get to it later. Well, you know what? If you keep saying that, at some point you may leave your family in a world of hurt because you didn't spell out what you want to happen with your possessions, with your estate when you're gone. And you can do that with some simple online questions at trustandwill.com. It's a really affordable process. And when you use the code FAN at checkout, you're going to get an additional 20% off and free shipping of your estate documents. A trust will help keep your family out of probate court. If you don't put one down, the state will decide. The state will charge a lot of money to go through probate court and tie up your assets for months and months and months. All very preventable simply by setting up your trust right now at trustandwill.com. And make sure to take advantage by using that code FAN at checkout, F-A-N, get 20% off. And again, free shipping of your estate documents at trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've got I think it's kind of a mind bender. It's a topic for the roundtable later this morning, Paulie. So keep thinking about this. But I want to get Maddie's thoughts on it coming up here as a Padres fan. Matt Janella is sitting in for Woods today before we get to real or fake. And here is one of the questions. If you could bring back one of the four key players that the Padres let get away in free agency, and by key players... Guys who had at least a one war for them last season. Those were Jurickson Profar, Ha-Sung Kim, Kyle Higashioka, and Donovan Solano were the four players last year that contributed at least one war to the team, but they let go in free agency and are all currently back and playing now for their new teams. Jurickson in Atlanta, Ha-Sung Kim in Tampa, Kyle Higashioka in Texas, and Donovan Solano with the Mariners. If you could just bring back one of those guys right now, which one would you bring back?
Higgy Pop, baby.
I thought you might say that.
I loved his presence. Well, I loved his demeanor. I loved, you know, he had a bat. I mean, I've said it many times. I don't know. I hate that he left.
I know.
And look at the hole. It's just been this conveyor belt of you know, 100, hitting 100, and it's like a mess.
It's a product of all of the different factors, like who we have now behind the dish and how great he was, especially in the second half last year, Higgy. And you're like, we talk about Higgy and how we're missing him like he's Yadier Molina.
I mean, I loved Ha-Sung Kim. My son's favorite player is Ha-Sung Kim. He had great energy, but he just couldn't hit. And
honestly,
true.
With Ha-Sung
well,
Kim,
that is kinda, not true.
Well, I think he's the type of player
I wanted
that
him hit better.
He was the type of player that is here for 4 years, and all of a sudden, like you're like, oh, here comes the 7 year contract extension. It's not always a bad thing to let somebody play out their contract and shake their hand and say thanks for your time. I don't know that we can have you back next year.
Yeah. So I'm gonna hold on to the thought because I want to explain a couple of the things that I thought about, because Kyle Higashioka, I think, is definitely. I think the answer that we're seeing, everyone in the chat's going Higashioka, but I want to bring up a couple of points, and we'll get to that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. First, though, it is time to play our game. It is Thursday, so let's get to it. Let's get to some real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you can go plow through another donut.
It's time for real or fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
Real or fake, brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we got, what is this, David?
Yeah.
David, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, guys. Doing well.
Good morning. Say hello to Matty Janella, because he might be able to help you out today on Real or Fake as well, as he sits in for Woods.
Got on you, Matty. Let's go. We got this.
You guys got it.
Let's do it.
All right, so here's how our game works, David and Matt. We've got a category today, and if you can get 4 out of the 7 right, David will qualify for our grand prize drawing at the end of the month. It is a two-night stay at the Park MGM Las Vegas and 2 tickets to Motley Crue on September 19th. $100 gas card as well. Catch Motley Crue's Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM September 12th through October 3rd. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com. And David's got a phone a friend that he can use with you to help him on one of the questions. So in honor of Matty Janella, David, today's category on Real or Fake is the Real Housewives franchise. For today's game, I will give you the name of a television program. You tell me if it was a real spinoff of the series Real Housewives, of any of them, or it's a fake that I have made up to fool you. Kind of a guessing game. How well do you know some of the spinoffs, Matt?
Not that well.
All right, David, you watch Real Housewives at all, or is this a pure guessing game for you?
I can't say this is my strongest category, but I'll, you know what?
You only need 4 out of 7 right. If the coin flips your way, maybe you know people in the chat can help you out as well. All right, here we go. Round number one. The Candy Factory. The Candy Factory. Real or fake spinoff of The Housewives?
I'm going to say real.
You're going to say real? And it is real. Your wife Megan's dying. She would be going 7 for 7 in this category.
Oh, yeah. All right, that's we'd be going to Vegas for sure.
1 out of 1. Here's number two. The Bardsley Bunch. Real or fake? The Bardsley Bunch.
The Bardsley Bunch? I'm going to say fake.
You're going to say fake? Oh, David, you're hot. That's 2 for 2. All
you
need
don't
is
have
two
to
more.
Lie to us. You're a Bravo fan.
All right, let's go with round number three. Manzoed with Children. Manzoed with Children. Real or fake?
Manzoed with Children. Let's go fake.
That one is real. That one's a real spinoff. All right, we are 2 and 1. You're still in good shape. Let's go to round number four. Bethany Ever After. Bethany Ever After. Real or fake, David? You might want to ask Maddie on this one.
But I'm going to say real.
You didn't need Maddie. You got Maddie. It. Yeah, you knew that one, Matt. Bethany Frankel's one of the more prominent, I think, members of the Real Housewives franchise. All right, all you need is one more, and you're a winner, David. Let's try Portia's Having a Baby. Portia's Having a Baby. Real or fake?
I'm going to say...
No, hold on.
Oh, not too late.
That's the answer. That one, too. Oh, that was real. All right, that's okay. You got two more chances here.
I tried.
Kenya's Safari. Kenya's Safari. Real or fake?
I'm going to go real.
No, that one's fake. There is a Kenya, but she never had a spinoff called Kenya's Safari.
I had you on that one, too.
All right, we're down to the last one. It always comes down to round 7 somehow. All right, real or fake, Real Housewives spinoff. Hot Mama Teresa. Hot Mama Teresa. Real or fake, David?
Well, I guess it only makes sense to use my phone friend, right?
Yeah, he looks kind of confused, though. Any idea, Maddie?
I I'd have to go fake on
this. He's going fake. David, it's up to you.
Let's go with him. I'm fake. Going fake.
It is.
Real. No, it's real. Real.
Well, he said it's fake.
It's fake.
And it's fake.
Okay, good, there's no way you're going to go Mother
you
Teresa's
have, name. You have won today's game of Real or Fake. Stay on the line, Paulie. I'll put your information in for our drawing for Las Vegas. Ooh, that was tense at the end. I have no idea what really any of those shows are about. I just Googled it up and then made
well,
up
one
a few
of them's
of
about
own.
A woman having a baby. I know
Porsche's
that.
Having a baby.
Yeah,
I think it's about
I think I can
Porsche
figure that one out. Yeah.
Having a baby. The Man Zode with Children is about, I think, the Man Zode family. And
I don't
they
know.
Have children, apparently.
Don't know.
Well, you'll need to get Megan to explain it all to you later.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'll get the full rundown and come back tomorrow.
All right, I'm going to get deeper into the four that got away and which one would help the Padres the most if they were to return this season. Coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Just a reminder, you can grab your clubs and tee off for a great cause. Join us for the 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament Monday, July 28th at Loma Santa Fe Country Club. Enjoy a day of golf, food, prizes, and camaraderie, all to honor our local heroes and support veterans programs. Register today at sandiegosocialleague.org. July 28th, Loma Santa Fe, 4th Annual Salute to Heroes Charity Golf Tournament, and going to be some celebrities in attendance, including former Padre Greg Vaughn. We talked about it yesterday. Arabian Prince from NWA. Zab Judah, six-time world champion boxer, and more as well. And we're going to be out there broadcasting live that morning, Paul.
Yeah, a week from Monday.
Wow,
right?
It's happening fast.
Yeah.
Where's July going? Well, it's going pretty fast as the All-Star break wraps up today. Every team returns to action tomorrow. Padres will be in Washington, D.C. to take on the Nationals. And, of course, we've got our eyes on the trade deadline, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, No rule that you can't bring back a player that used to play on your team at the trade deadline. I don't know if the Padres are exploring any of that, but I asked the question before the break. If you could bring back one of the guys that you let get away during the offseason that had a war of at least one for you last year, and there were four guys who left. Jurickson Profar had a 3.6 war last year, obviously a career season, made the All-Star game, and was a huge driver for the first, four and a half, 5 months of the Padres' offense last year. This year, well, he's been on suspension for most of the season, but is back now for the Braves. Negative 0.1 war in very limited action, but is available, is back, and, you know, maybe you'd be getting the good Jurickson Profar rested and ready to go.
Is this hypothetical?
It's pretty hypothetical.
Are you saying, like, go reacquire them in the next 2 weeks?
I mean, there's no rule that says you couldn't.
No, I just want to be clear, because that can change your answer.
But what you'd be getting is the current version of the player. That right now, like if you went and reacquired them right now, who would help the Padres the most?
Well, Profar is ineligible for the playoffs.
That is part of it.
That has to weigh in.
He was the best player last year, but of course hasn't played much this year and would not be able to help you if you did get to the postseason.
I wasn't sure if you were talking about like revisionist, like go back in time to the offseason and make sure you don't lose
I'm literally saying if you could just pluck one of those team guys off in a trade from their current teams, which one would you want back? Second option, Ha-Sun Kim. Had a 2.6 war for the Padres last year. Just returned after his shoulder injury. Made his debut for the Tampa Bay Rays before the All-Star break. Has yet to amass. He's got a 0.0 war. But is now healthy. Hit a home run. Looked good, you know, in the first couple of games that he had. I think he's got like 22 at-bats so far this year. Ha-Sun Kim. Kyle Higashioka, who of course hit, you know, 20 home runs between the regular season and the playoffs for the Padres with a 1.4 war, but has hit two for the Texas Rangers this year. Does have a 0.5 war, actually the best of the three so far, or the four so far this season, and of course, a position of massive need for the Padres behind the plate. And then there's Donovan Solano, who had a one war last year for the Padres coming off the bench. He only has a 0.1 war this year for the Mariners. So all four of those guys have had much worse years than they did last year for the Padres. In a sense, the Padres made a savvy decision in letting all four of those guys go rather than overpay on free agent contracts to keep them. Matty, you're giving me a confused look. Like, why would you say that the Padres are better off without those four guys? But none of them have had anywhere near the seasons that they had last year for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, that wasn't the look I was giving you. I was just listening all intently. Right. But I think Ha-Sun Kim, where would you put him? There's no actual place for him. And Profar he's not. You can't use him in the playoff. That doesn't solve any needs.
He can help you maybe get there if he comes back and does what Profar does when he's in a Padres uniform, which is like, you know.
Yeah, he had a horrible second half. I'm done moving on from Profar, but Higgy would be the guy. I mean, and I think it would be can you trade for him? Why wouldn't you want to bring him back? I mean, he's a great fit.
Devil's advocate here. I love Higgy as well. One of Woodsy's favorite guys he's ever had on the Padres, and he was huge last year hitting those home runs. If Higgy does in the second half what he did in the first half for the Rangers and hits two home runs and gives you below average.
He's got four.
Is he a four now?
Yeah, 241 with four home runs. And 25 RBIs.
All right, so it's three more. Gives you below average defense behind the plate. It's not a huge upgrade. You need last year's Higgy. Are you getting last year's Higgy who hit 17 home runs, or are you getting this year's Higgy? Because last year's Higgy, I think that it's an easy answer. Well, if you could just get last year's Kyle Higashioka and put him in at catcher, and he's going to mash and have a month like he did, what was it? Was it July or August, where he just absolutely like to 10 home runs in a month? Of course, that's the person that the Padres need the most, is that Kyle Higashioka. That's not been who he was for most of his career. He's a guy who'll hit one or two home runs a month. Is usually a backup catcher that plays, you know, maybe twice, maybe three times a week. You have to expect that that's the Kyle Higashioka you're getting. Don't this dream Kyle Higashioka, who had the best season of his career with the San Diego Padres last year, that's not necessarily the reality of what you'd be getting in Kyle Higashioka.
I totally understand, but the game that you've presented is pick one of the four.
Right.
And the one of the four, to me, is obviously Higgy. And regardless of whatever he's hitting now, you're getting him feeling like he's got good vibes and energy here, and he's a good match for this team, and he loves San Diego.
And I'm looking at the numbers. He is an upgrade.
He's
over Diaz and Maldonado.
Everyone's an upgrade. 241 right now.
100%. He is an upgrade.
He's doubling the catcher's batting average.
I will argue. I can't trust Jurickson, and with no availability for the playoffs, I wouldn't pick him. And Donovan Solano, while the Padres need an upgrade to their bench, maybe as badly as they do from the catcher's position, just don't know that he's got enough. He's a year older, was he now? 39.
I love Iglesias, by the way.
Iglesias is good. Ha-Sung Kim is Iglesias times five. And if there was one guy I could have back, now healthy, through his shoulder injury, the versatility, the defense, you could put him anywhere. You could DH him, or you could give Manny and Jake and Arise and Tet. You could give so many guys DH days and put and Ha-Sung Kim's an upgrade in the field wherever he plays.
Iglesias has got a glove. He's literally single-handedly won multiple games for us.
He's going to be a better offensive player in the second half of the season than Jose Iglesias. Plus, you know how much everybody in that clubhouse loved Ha-Sung Kim.
I think they love Iglesias.
They do. I'm not saying you're getting rid of Iglesias. You can still have Iglesias and Ha-Sung Kim on your team.
Iglesias and Ha-Sung Kim?
They need more players that can perform at the bottom of their order and from their bench. And if that pushes Jose Iglesias to now be a true bench player, you know, that is coming off every single day on the bench and can be a defensive replacement and is not having to start 4 or 5 days a week against lefties, he's right-handed. Ha-Sung Kim can give you a little bit of pop on the right side of the plate, which is, I mean, you need someone who can hit against lefties. I know everyone wants Kyle Higashioka. I would make the argument that if I could get one guy back right now, that Ha-Sung Kim would actually have the biggest impact on the San Diego Padres.
I disagree.
Yeah, I think I'd push back on that.
Keep Iglesias and get Higgy and then go look for a real left fielder.
Let me put it this way.
I think Higgy's more obtainable,
Everyone disagrees with me. I'm not talking about the price tag at the moment. I'm just talking about if you were a GM of the Minnesota Twins right now and you said, all right, you get one of these two players. Just who's the better player, Ha-Sung Kim or Kyle Higashioka? The answer is Ha-Sung Kim every single time. Why wouldn't you acquire the best player available rather than simply trying to upgrade your worst position with a slightly better player behind the plate? Ha-Sung Kim is a much better overall all-around player, probably than all three of those other guys, by quite a bit. I mean, there's a reason that the Tampa Bay Rays, who spend no money on anybody, went out and gave him. What did he get in the offseason?
What was his contract?
I mean, knowing that he was not even going to be available for the first half of the season, they still went out and gave him
2 years, $29 million,
so $15 million a year, $14.5 million a year.
He hit .233 last year.
I said it earlier. Like, it's not a bad thing when
a guy .233.
You sign a guy to a 4-year contract, and you get through year three, and everyone's like, "Oh, is it extension time? Is it extension time?" Especially with the way the Padres hand out extensions, it's sometimes not the worst thing to just let a guy play out his contract, hit free agency, thank him for his contributions, and move on. And I think that's exactly what I was hoping would happen with Ha-Sung Kim. It's not a slight at Ha-Sung Kim at all.
I agree.
I loved having him here. But I don't know that we needed him moving forward.
I think Iglesias, I mean, the glove, the timely bat, the attitude, the energy,
I'm a little surprised here.
Ha-Sung
Kim hit .233, 11 home runs.
3 years, the fan base was rabidly.
I loved him.
A down year. He had a down year last year.
From the 855.
He hit .202, .251, .260.
I do owe you a traffic report right here.
Give me 10 seconds.
Give you a second, but I will remind everybody that, yes, he had a down year last year. The previous 2 years, he was a 5-WAR player. A 5-WAR player. If you get 2.5 WAR in the second half, which is possible from Ha-Sung Kim, that would be an incredible addition, no matter where you played him.
I just, not once this year, with all the ups and downs, can't say a roller coaster on this show, I understand that, but the ups and downs of the season, especially offensively, I haven't once said to myself even, like, God, I wish we had Ha-Seong Kim back this year. I just haven't said it. I haven't felt like that's what
Double
what this
digits
team is
in home
missing.
Runs the last 3 years.
We need a left fielder and we need a catcher. He doesn't provide either of those
correct,
things.
Correct, correct, correct. We don't need another middle infielder who hits 230.
I will check traffic.
Bad take,
getting
man.
Bullied. Getting bullied like I'm on Real Housewives here. I'll be back after
Liar.
Check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. I just wonder how sad Ha-Seong Kim would be to learn how quickly everybody has forgotten about him here in San Diego and how much you loved him for so many years. And now it's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, Kyle Higashioka is the man. Who cares about Ha-Seong Kim?
He addresses a area of need more than Ha-Seong Kim does right now.
We LSN says in the chat, we already have a new chant with holy sheets. That to me is the thing that would be the only reason to bring him back was the
three-syllable chant,
Ha-Seong Kim, and we got holy sheets, so we're good. And we got a guy who hits 230 and plays a really good, you know, has a really good glove in Iglesias, and we need a catcher. Ben, this is
I will acknowledge that the most realistic acquisition of those former four is Kyle Higashioka. In fact, I would not be surprised if there have already been discussions.
Oh yeah,
between AJ Preller and Chris Young of the Texas Rangers about Kyle Higashioka.
Yeah.
Potentially being an upgrade for the Padres at the trade deadline.
Would you do Campy for Higgy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Follow up on that.
It's
final
more,
hour.
Could you maybe get an Adelis Garcia involved?
Of Ben and Woods coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.